Well, that leaves us back at the beginning with the Internet Ad Disclaimers Rulemaking Proposal for Reg 2011-02, Internet Communication Disclaimers and Definition of Public Communications. It's Reg 2011-02 because we actually started this in 2011. It sort of languished until 2017, and then I tried to jumpstart it again. We had hearings about a year ago, more than a year ago. We've had hundreds of thousands of comments asking us to do this rulemaking. I think it is an opportunity to provide both flexibility and clarity in an increasingly important aspect of political activity. There was a 260% increase in digital ads from the 2014 midterms to the 2018 midterm elections. Spending on digital ads is in the roughly $1 billion range for digital political ads. And more activity is moving online from traditional forms of advertising. And I think this is something that we really should address. We've had small group meetings. We've had regs committee meetings. I've had it on the agenda three times now. And the vice chairman keeps telling me that he sees a path forward. Mr. Vice Chairman, do you have the path for us today?
I can't say that I have the path forward. I know that my staff spoke with your staff, I think at length last night, to go through some of the issues that are have been question marks. I think, not to say this is an exhaustive list, but one of the issues had been a provision that deals with the transferability of disclaimers. And I think we had earlier raised questions about, let's say that there's a Facebook post and that somehow gets screenshot and put on Twitter. How does that transferability work? And I think that there's been a proposal made that makes that provides useful clarification that's talking about transferability within the platform itself. I thought that was helpful. There still are some, I think, outstanding issues on how the trigger would work. I think the new proposal language, I think, addresses some of the concerns we had. I don't know if we're completely comfortable, but I think it's in a better place, and I think we have a better understanding of the concerns animating the reason why you had the language the way you did in the prior version. The trigger will need to have some further discussion. I think also in terms of what's going to be considered an adequate truncation for items, for ads that that qualify for an adapted disclaimer. I think we're going to need to have a little more meeting of the minds, because I think we're going to have some guidance. We wouldn't be able to have perfect guidance, but we would need to have some guidance about what would be considered adequate. If a group just put its acronym on, ABC Corp, would that be adequate? How do we evaluate when is an acronym sufficiently well known that, obviously, we in the political world, when we're talking about RNC, DNC, we know what that is. There are certain...
I think RNC is now the official name.
That's right.
Which they did in part because it really fits easily on disclaimers.
Right. That was a useful piece of information that they imparted to us at our hearing. I think that issue will need to tease out to make sure that that we're all on the same page. It wouldn't be helpful if we passed a rule and some of us thought that putting the acronyms of an organization were adequate, and others thought that no, if you want to make national NAT apostrophe L, that's fine, but you can't just put an N and make that stand in for national. I think that it's going to be a difficult thing to provide more guidance. It obviously wouldn't be able to be comprehensive because the universe of potential names of organizations would be so large that providing adequate what would be considered an adequate truncated name would be impossible. But I think providing a little bit more clarity on that is going to be necessary. That one thing that I do want to I would want in any final rule is that we get as much of the guidance in the rule itself, rather than relying on the ENJ to flesh out things for you know practitioners inside the Beltway who know to look to the ENJ. That's one thing. But for the vast majority of people who think that I should be able to go to the rule book and know whether or not I can or can't do a certain thing, I think that we want to make sure as much of the guidance is included in the draft rule as possible. So those are a few of the issues that I still think need to get worked through. Like I said, I think it was a good discussion between my staff and yours last night by phone. So I think there's definitely been some improvement in the process. There's just a few hurdles that I think we still need to overcome. And I don't want to underestimate that those might be significant, but I'm hopeful.
Well, on the specific point that you mentioned, the drafts, I think for a long time, I'm just looking at the last blue document that I made public, uses the phrase full name or a clearly recognized abbreviation or acronym by which the person or persons are commonly known. I don't know if, I guess I thought we could flesh that out in the ENJ if you... I'm not sure how much more we could put in rule text on that specific point. I mean, my greater concern is just whether there's a real commitment to get this done, given that every single time it comes up, you know, nothing happens until the day before the meeting. And we have, as you know, been trying to propose new language to address your ongoing concerns. It is difficult to get feedback. And if we are already, I mean, when I started this, my hope was to get a rule in place for the 2018 election. At this point, we will be hard pressed to get a rule in place for the 2020 election, because we still need to agree on rule text and to get an ENJ written. We have no meetings for a month because my colleagues were not willing to schedule any meetings for the next 4 weeks. I don't know whether that means people are going to be around or not around and able to negotiate, but I keep putting it on the agenda, and every time it goes on the agenda, nothing happens. So I don't know how much longer I'm going to be willing to keep putting this on the agenda. I'm very close to asking counsel to draft a notice of disposition, unless I see some real commitment and progress to getting this done. I think that would be a real shame if we were not able to get this done, because, as I said, hundreds of thousands of people wrote to us and said, please do this. And I really think it would be a benefit to the to all of those who are, as I said, increasingly using digital platforms for their advertising to get this clarity and increased flexibility. I think it really would be good for everyone. And of course, I continue to be concerned about whether people have adequate information about about the sources of information about politics that they're getting on the internet. And this just addresses a very, very small slice of that. But it would be a real shame if we couldn't get it done. So I don't know, Mr. Vice Chairman, are we going to make any progress in August?
I hope so. I'll definitely be willing to talk with you, have my staff talk with your staff, and hopefully we can get to a point where we've got an understanding that this is workable and we can do it, or if it looks like we can't, then maybe if we reach some sort of an impasse, maybe we can get it to a flashpoint one way or another over the next few weeks. I hope that we can.
All right. Well, I will keep it on the agenda, and hopefully the next thing we do will not be a notice of disposition, but progress is hard. I don't know if anybody else has any comments they want to make on this. If not, Mr. Staff Director, do we have any management or administrative matters to discuss?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Thank you. In that case, this meeting is adjourned.